In September, 250 students in kindergarten through 8th grade signed on to a computer at home and started receiving their public school instruction via the Internet. The students are enrolled in the new virtual charter school run by the Appleton Area School District. The principal is Nicole Schweitzer. She says there are 6 teachers who guide students through the Calvert School curriculum. Schweitzer says the 100-year-old lessons have been used extensively by children of traveling military parents who need curriculum consistency. The only difference now is it's available online.
It's very much like you would see in a traditional public school. It's just that we have to use different communication methods since they can't just stop down and say, "Hi, how you doing?" Instead, they'll email me, "Hi, how you doing? I just completed, you know, lesson 20 in math, and it's going really well."
If things aren't going so well for a student at home, Schweitzer says an online teacher can spot the problem quickly. For very young children, she says the parent can email the instructor for help.
You've got some immediate feedback that you can do right then and there because you've got the curriculum with you.
And so it does require a parent and a child together at home doing
this. Absolutely. This is not an online self-guided program by any means. It does require the parent to be there on a daily basis.
For various reasons, Nicole Schweitzer says 50 students have dropped out of the virtual school. So the Wisconsin Connections Academy is down to 200 students. She says some left because they couldn't handle the material, others because a parent had to go to work and couldn't help with the at-home instruction. This new type of charter school, where students live all over the state, is possible because of the state's open enrollment law. Each year in February, parents can apply to transfer their child to another district. The receiving district gets more than $5,000 in state aid for each student. The sending district loses the money. Appleton, for example, gains around $1 million this year. Schweitzer says that money pays for the home-based computer, teaching materials, and other expenses. By contrast, parents of previously homeschooled students had to pay for their own curriculum and technology. Schweitzer says 100 of the new virtual students came from homeschooling, a fact that makes the state's largest teachers union bristle, since it's a new expense to the state. Lucy Brown is legal counsel for the Wisconsin Education Association Council.
If half of them were homeschooled, that's over $500,000 that was not paid for these students last year.
In addition to her concerns about the added cost to the state, Lucy Brown says there are problems with accountability. With only 7 students in the virtual school from Appleton, Brown says its school board isn't likely to hear any complaints about this type of education when extra money is coming into the district. That isn't WEAC's only concern. Brown says her organization has filed a lawsuit to stop the transfer of money to Appleton because WEAC claims the virtual charter school violates both the charter school law and the open enrollment law.
The charter school law states specifically that a charter school must be located within the boundaries of the school district. And the open enrollment law says that the non-resident students must attend school in the district.
The Academy Schweitzer says, however, Appleton is operating within the bounds of the law. But since both laws were written before virtual schools became reality, both sides agree it's now up to the courts to decide whether the laws are specific enough or if new legislation is needed to deal with online charter schools. While the Wisconsin Connections Academy is the first K-8 virtual school to open in the state, others are in the works. Schweitzer hopes to sign up 100 more students this month. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.